الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah As-Saff, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يا أيها الذين آمنوا لما تقولون ما لا تفعلون كبر مقتا عند الله أن تقولوا ما لا تفعلون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, oh, you believe, why do you say that which you do not do? And with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is a great sin that you say something that you do not do. I remind myself and you that the root and foundation of credibility is action. It is demonstration. People don't care what you say until they see what you do. People listen with their eyes, not with their ears. This applies to children, it applies to elders. And therefore, it's very important for us to back up our words with actions. And this applies across the board, whether it's business, whether it is work, whether it is raising of children, whether it is the deen. And therefore, it's very important for us to ensure that we actually act on what we claim to be our principles and we claim to be our ethics and morals and so on. And if this action is not there, then that principle is not worth talking about. It's a lot of hot air, has no effect, and it also is something that can lead to the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu. May Allah protect us from His anger. Today, if you look at the character of the Muslims, this is probably one of our biggest problems, that we talk about Islam, but we do not demonstrate Islam. And the world is sick and tired of listening to people talking about Islam. So therefore, I want to remind myself and you that we need to pay attention to this ayat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that with Allah, this is a kabur maqtan indallah. That with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a big thing. It's not something small, it's not something to be disregarded, it is something which is very big. And the ayat refers in very general terms, لِمَا تَقُولُنَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Why do you say that which you do not do? So it refers to all kinds of things. It refers to the way we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our connection with Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. It refers to the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where on the one hand we claim to love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we claim to follow him, but on the other hand we do not follow his sunnah. And this comes under the same heading, which is to say something that we do not do. And it refers to all kinds of other things. And I think it's important for each one of us to reflect in his or her own life and see where we are falling short. It would not be the same thing for everybody. Each one will have his own thing. But we need to reflect and see where we are falling short. We like to talk about the rights of people. How many rights of people are we actually fulfilling? We talk about the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are we fulfilling the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We like to talk about environmental awareness and taking care of surroundings and care of commons and all kinds of good things, but are we really doing that? And if we don't do that, then talking about it really makes no difference. So therefore, I don't think it requires more elaboration. It is quite clear that we need to back up our action, our words with action, so that people so that our words have credibility, and that the words don't come back to haunt us when we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah to save us from ourselves and to save us from our own nufus and to save us from our own hawa, so that we do not live in a state where we fool ourselves, and that when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu, that He is pleased with us and that He is never displeased. We ask Allah to forgive us, not because we deserve to be forgiven, but to show His grace and to show His generosity. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.